This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. I'm going to read to you what the Lord gave me. Some prophets are scribes. What a scribe does is they write it down. Now, Poppy, he has a spirit of prophecy on him, and he can just prophesy for a long time. And that just doesn't come that way for me. So I write it down, and I read it. And a lot of times the Lord gives me some scriptures. I like to use the word with stuff. All right. This is, you can have what you say. Or you have, sorry, got that wrong. You have the say. You have the say. This is Sunday morning, 12/26/21. How long are you going to put up with the devil and his tactics? I said, you can have whatever you say. I said to speak to the mountains that stand in your way, to be removed and to be cast into the sea. Yet you're still putting up with things that you don't have to put up with. My word has not changed. Here lies the problem. You do not have confidence in your words. Okay, we're going to look at Mark 11. I want to read verse 15 first. We'll start there. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves? And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when evening was come, he went out of the city, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. All right, y'all got that? This is what the Lord said about that. He said, I did not look back and see if it dried up. No, it was Peter that noticed it dried up, not Jesus. All right, then 23. But verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which God saith, are y'all paying attention? Is it God saith or who? He saith. That's what you say. He saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. In other words, the Lord's saying, you're not placing any confidence in your words. It's not about God's words here. It's about your words to the mountain. Okay. Do you believe what you say? If you believe that those things which you say come to pass, you can have whatever you say. All right. You have no confidence in how powerful your words are. He said right here, my children are still expecting me to do it all for them, and they pray or really beg me to do something for them. I'm not going to answer those prayers, and my children are not beggars. They're made in his likeness and image. You have no confidence in how powerful your words are. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You, since you could speak, you've been speaking and you have been reaping as a result of what you are speaking. Your words work. So be watchful of the words you say. It is time to reverse the curse in your own life. Only say what you want, not what you see or desire. In other words, don't say what your flesh wants to say. Say what the Spirit says about the situation is what he's saying here. Your words carry weight. Your spoken words are as a result of your thinking. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I gave you my name and my word, and you can count on it. He's asking you to believe his word, but he's also asking you to believe your words. All right. Some of you are wondering why I have allowed such hardness in your lives. I've allowed the mountains to come expecting you to do something about them. Quit crabbing about them. Oh, you need to pray for me. No, I don't need to pray for you. You need to say. I hear that. We just need to keep praying, saints. We just need to keep praying, pray, pray. And I'm going, no. Say, say, say. In Genesis 1, when God saw the darkness, what did he do? Son, pray, pray, pray. He said, light be. Then he made us in his likeness and image after his kind. And then Romans 12, 1 and 2, verse 3 talks about the grace. It talks about receiving grace after your mind's renewed and God's plan begins to work in your life. He gives you the grace. And then he gives you the measure of faith. He's done it all for you. He's not going to answer your beggar's prayers. He expects you to get up there and say, when you see something, make it a habit. Wherever you go, what you don't like, say what you want. Don't make it some spiritual, well, Father. No, just. Well, Poppy was telling the story about whenever he wanted this job. He was between him and another guy. And he told the other guy, no, I won't get it. You'll get it. And then he got mad at God because he didn't get it. And the Lord said, well, you got what you said. Did he strain and go through all kinds of rituals to speak that? No, he just naturally spoke. Don't call yourself fat and ugly. Don't talk bad about yourself. Don't talk about your weaknesses, how you look, what you don't like about yourself. You need to speak well about yourself. And I say that arm is well in Jesus' name. It will be better than it was before in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Don't let anybody get you talking on the right side of things. Because you have the power in your mouth to change whatever situation that comes your way. And if we got the whole body of Christ to working like this, we'd be in heaven and earth. People in their wagging tongues, they don't know. See, they don't know. They've not been taught. They've not been taught death and life and the power of the tongue. You know, the scripture proclaims that it is. You have to do something about them. Remove them, not gripe about them. This is what training for reigning really is. This is spiritual warfare. This is taking the land, just like the Israelites went in and took the land. God said the earth he's given to man. We're not on suitcases ready to escape it. Just because you dirtied the place up and stunk the place up and allowed the devil to run roughshod, now you want to get out of here and leave it like a slum? We're no better than the Democrats. Don't blame Nancy Pelosi for the way San Francisco is if your backyard's like that because you have not spoken. That's what Christians are doing. They're sitting on their suitcases waiting for the rapture to happen. And they won't get off of their duffs and do anything for the kingdom of God. Nothing. And the best thing you can do, I mean, I know everybody thinks, well, you need to get active and be an activist and run for office and do all these things. Bull. We need to take out those demons, those strongholds. They hold our property. Everywhere you look, they're holding our ground. I mean it, son. At your young age, matey, y'all learning these things at this young age? Just think about when they get our age. We had to wait how many years? I mean, we felt wasted that we didn't know these things. Man, you'd just be walking along saying, mountain, I don't like you. Get on out of here. And it'll just leave. Mountains represent situations in your life that you do not like. And Jesus said, speak to it. And believe your words when you speak it. And don't look back and look every day, well, is it changing? Jesus didn't look back to see if the fig tree was, you know, dried up. Peter saw it. Jesus just rebuked it and went on his way. He knew his words worked. He believed his words. This is what training for reigning is all about. I gave you power, authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing can harm you. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can harm you. When I first doing my rabbit hole searches, I came across some information about all these canisters you see with all this radioactive symbols on it and stuff, and no, don't touch, don't go, get near all this stuff. It's all a hoax, people. Why would you think the kingdom of God, that a child could put their hand in an adder's nest or the lion would lay down with the lamb? Because we're living under an illusion. It's Satan's illusion that things are this way, but they are not. The kingdom of God is what was sabotaged. It was here. It was kingdom of God in the earth. That was Adam and Eve. Satan came and sabotaged. All of his crap is an illusion. And that's what they mean about fifth dimension. What is fifth dimension? You can see what's real. You see through the illusion and you see God's kingdom and you see what's real. I can eat anything and drink anything and it doesn't hurt me. God covered it all. They've been poisoning people and they did it in Jesus' day. Why do you think he said what he said? If you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. Why would he say, take no thought what you eat, drink, or wear? That pretty well covers it, doesn't it? Well, I can't eat that, and I can't eat that, and I got to go through all this detox and all this cleansing and do all these things. Jackie, would you bring those charts up back there, please? Or Amber, you're closer.
Oh, yeah. The food charts.
Thank you. See this food chart? You see the Illuminati? There's the pyramid. They want to tell us everything we need to eat, whatever we need to do. And here's the best foods to eat and the worst. Me, Lord told me, he said, I don't want you giving a thought about what you eat. Now, self-control. But right there, I wouldn't take anything they said. Nothing they say. They are liars. Their father is the father of lies. There's no truth in him, Jesus said. It's time to leave the pyramids behind. I'm telling you the truth. I want you to get this. I want you to get this embraced on your mind. This is who we've been serving our whole life. It's on our money. They're trying to tell us what we can eat. And then they control the food and put whatever they wanted. And that's why we have to pray over our food. But we don't need to worry about it. Don't listen to what they say. So what are you waiting for? Don't allow Satan another minute on your ground. He is only there because he has been granted access to it. Time to resist. Stand your ground and say, I call the shots. No more. No. Just say no. I have given you all things, but you can't just wait around for them to just happen. Brother Kagan used to say, it's not going to fall on you like ripe cherries off a tree. You're going to have to, you've got some action. And I don't care if you start out in the flesh speaking stuff. I'd rather you do that than to sit and just, every time something goes wrong, just go to pieces. Those who partake of the kingdom must take it by force. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Why? Because it goes against the illusion. Everybody and their dog thinks you're a conspiracy theorist. You're a nutcase. Nobody wants to listen. All right, it goes against the establishment. Isn't it time to take back what the devil has stolen from you? Your time of testing is over, and it's time for you to go forth in my name and in the power of the Holy Ghost, just like Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. When he come out, he was full of the Holy Ghost and power. Believe that the power is in you, because it is. And this, don't let Paul said it's not wise to compare yourselves among yourselves because we're all different. We all have different calls. And it's wrong for, well, if you listen to a lot of people, then you're going to feel compromised. Well, why don't I have that in my life? Then you're going to feel bad about what God's called you to do. He may never call you to do what they've done. But as different parts of the body, we touched on this last week. I mean, the foot can get mad and say, I'm mad because I can't do what the hand does. I mean, just think about it. My disciples were amazed that the devils were subject to them when they used my name. They saw it worked for me, but they were amazed when it actually worked for them. They did. Lord, the demons are subject to us in your name. All right. Nothing's changed much on that front. Be confident and bold on the moment. All you see can be changed. Everything you see that you do not like can be changed. If you're working with a rear end, run them out. I don't mean to be ugly to people. I'm saying, I remember one time working in a consignment shop, the owner, there was a lady in there that was really vile. I said, well, get her out of here. So she started pleading the blood around her space. Wasn't long, she's gone. The devils are not going to stay. See, it was the devil in that woman. You got a right to kick him out. All you can see can be changed. It is up to you now how you will be perfected. You'll become perfected in this if you practice this. You're going to have to practice it. It's going to have to be a normal way of life. You're going to have to come out from old habits of just griping and complaining about stuff and saying things you don't mean, things you don't want, predicting things bad. Oh, this is how you practice makes perfect. That's why I make those petitions, and that's why I have you speak those petitions. And more times than not, when I'm speaking those petitions, nearly every time, the Holy Spirit will begin to lead my words. And I've had things happen within 24 hours when the Holy Spirit led my words. It was like, bam. All right. This is what all the training's about. I have had to allow the mountains to come into your life so that you would learn to use your faith. It's kind of like going in the military and expecting them to never send you out on maneuvers. Okay, we'll look at a couple of scriptures and we'll be through. Genesis 1. Verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without void and form. Ha! Wonder why. Wonder who had been there. When he's gone again, it'll be good. In darkness. Darkness. Who the puppet president just called for? A dark winter. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God spoke. That's how he created. When he saw it got in a mess, man let it get out of control. There's no telling how many times this has happened. So God put it back in shape, got it back in line. Okay, now, Genesis 2. Well, no, I want to read 26. Genesis 1, 26. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. I was telling Dana about who we learned faith from was Charles Capps. And he was on a fishing trip, and a fish stole a lure, broke the line, and the guy in the boat, it was his lure. Charles Capps said, demand the fish, give it back. And he did. And that fish jumped in that boat, spit that lure out. Now that's authority. But you have to be developed in that. You don't just start out one day and the next day you have that kind of faith. That's what I was telling Dana. You have to start out in little things, and then you grow. Your faith muscle grows until you can speak to big things. You have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. That means take authority over it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Now the world, they want to tax you for everything. Well, if the fish is not an inch too short, you get a fine. If you're more than 2 miles from the dam, you get a fine. If you have more than six, you get a fine. Does that sound like we've taken dominion? It sounds like we've been fed to death. That's the devil's bunch. He comes to steal, kill, destroy your land, your turf, your fish, whatever it is, your health. All right, Genesis 2:19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Who would call them? Are y'all seeing that? He wanted Adam to call the animals. All right. And whatever Adam called it, well, I didn't get that job. Whatever Adam called it, every living creature, that was the name thereof. You call the animal. If you got to look at it that way, that'd be a good way. Well, that's a gorilla. I mean, really, he called the animals. And whatever he called it, that's what it was. Or I'm telling you today, whatever you call it, whatever animal, it's what's going to be. Think we better be changing our speech, changing our ways, changing our thinking. See why we need to have our minds renewed with the Word of God? So that we will see things God's way and we will speak things because God is good. There is no evil. All right, you call the animal. All right.